Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Guys are winning, folks, and that's the bad news. The bad guys are most definitely winning, but I want you to stay with me until the end of today's show, because in the last, quarter of this show, I am going to give you some good news, and that good news is they aren't going to win. They think they're going to win. It looks as though they're going to win, and right now they are winning, but they're not going to. Because what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is an uprising. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but before we get to it, I want to talk about just who the bad guys are. Because people seem to be a little bit confused, so we're going to give you a list of names. Let's start with the most current bad guy, which is Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, who, according to a new book, actually contacted the president of China to assure them we would not be launching a nuclear attack on them, and this is the key part, and if it was decided we would, he would call him ahead of time and warn him. This, they said, was because you had a radical nut job in the White House who at any moment could press the button. Now, whether this story is true or not, I do not know, because I do not trust the source. But it appears it is. It appears it'll be very easy to find out whether it is. And what the kicker is that the people who are accepting that it is true, many of them are heralding him a hero. And you see, this is going to be ultimately the downfall. Mark Milley likely, if this is true, leaked the story himself. He told the authors, because you know what, in his twisted mind, he thought, I'll be the hero. We have a maniacal, crazed president of the United States looking to launch us into nuclear war. And I, the lone voice of reason, crossed party lines, called communist China and said, you'll get a heads-up warning from me if it happens. I'll do my best to try to convince him otherwise. I'll throw myself in front of the bus. But if worse comes to worse, I will call you. How dare you? Who the hell elected you? Nobody elected you. No one voted for you. You don't get to circumvent the authority of the President of the United States. And by the way, you're a big, fat, horse-faced liar. Because there was no even remote talks about launching a nuclear attack on China, you nut job. Oh, but people like Joy Behar from The View says, oh, he's such a hero. He's the most patriotic person. He stood up against the horrible craziness of Donald Trump. Oh, he's such a hero. Here's what Joy Behar thinks in her stupid world. Donald Trump is sitting behind the Oval Office with a device that looks like a bat phone. And at any time, he can say, think I'll just pick this up and press one and I'll launch the missile. That's not what happens. You don't think we got a system of checks and balances? What the hell is wrong with you people? Educate yourself a little bit. There was no danger. And if this man truly said he would warn what would be, if there was a nuclear attack, considered the enemy, that would be treason. That would be an act of treason. You don't get to do that, and you don't get to call treasonous people heroes. Because you don't like the order you may receive. How about if a general says, I'm not listening to Joe Biden. I think he's senile. So therefore, if Joe Biden says, I think we should go into Afghanistan and get our people by force, no, sir, we're not doing it. Would they be heroes? No, no. In Joy Behar's world, they would be traitors. How dare you? How dare you not listen to the president? Who are you? Mark Milley does it. He's a hero. So there's one of your bad guys. Now let's talk about Gavin Newsom, who survived his recall attempt. And I know there were a ton of people who wrote me and said, Marcus, 371,000 votes disappeared from CNN's total that were yes votes. I don't care. I don't care. It would take 2 million votes to tell me this thing was rigged in any way, shape, or form, and I don't believe it. He won. You know why he won? Two reasons. He won because the election turned into not just recalling him, but the election turned into him against a Republican. And as soon as that happened, I knew he was going to win. See, the question was just, should we repeal Gavin Newsom? And 90% of people, well, maybe not 90%, a good majority of people said, yeah, we should absolutely recall him. But then when they put Larry Elder up and said, well, this is going to be your new mayor, or your new governor, rather, people said, well, wait a minute. I'm a Democrat. I'm not voting for a Republican. I'll just take who I got then. That was a mistake. But the second reason this failed is because the California elite want this man in power. The president of the United States, who could not be bothered to go to the border, went to campaign for him because he was being recalled. Kamala Harris, who could not bother to be called to the border, went there to campaign for him because he was being recalled. That's how important it is to the Democratic Party that Gavin Newsom remained the governor, despite the fact that when he told people at the time, you can't even have your family over for Thanksgiving, he was in a restaurant with dozens and dozens and dozens of people unmasked, unvaccinated, living it up, living it up. California's going to get what they deserve now. Most of the people are going to leave. Most of the Republicans and most of the people who think this is a tyrannical rule of a nut job are going to say, I'm done. I'm done with the crime, the homelessness, the mandates, everything. I'm done. They're going to leave. Gavin Newsom is a bad guy. Now let's talk about Joe Biden and these ridiculous mandates. Joe Biden says the fact that he was not recalled means that everyone is for mandates. Is that what it means, Joe? Everyone's for these mandates, huh? How come your approval rating is 42% then? If everyone approves of you. You see, you're living in a delusional world, Joe, where your handlers, and that's what they are, your handlers are telling you, you're doing a wonderful job, Joe. Everyone loves you, Joe. You're America's sweetheart, Joe. In the meantime, they don't let you turn on the news because everybody's saying you're a jackass. Everybody's saying you're cognitively declined. Everyone is saying you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're at the podium with the UK's president and Australia, and you didn't even know the guy's name. You just said, oh, yes, the guy from down under, because you forgot his name. You don't even know the name of our allies' leaders. You don't know his name. You're the president of the United States. You don't know his name. And you're going to tell me, this is the man we trust with a nuclear code, right, Joy Behar? Now let's get down to the FBI. Oh, the FBI, yes, those bastions of wonderful law-abiding people seeking only to help. I am so tired of hearing this nonsense, and everybody has to hedge their bets and say, we don't mean the common officers because they're all doing their best job. No, they're not. No, they're not, or they just refuse. They just say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going through this horse shit anymore. You're too busy hunting down a man from the Trump administration that may have wrote off illegally on his taxes a stay at the Red Roof Inn one night in a rental car. That's what you're doing. Trying to turn a last-minute riot that happened at the Capitol into a planned insurrection, which it was not. trying to go back 400 years into Donald Trump's grandfather's taxes to see if maybe he accidentally wrote off a dime he didn't or shouldn't have. This is what your FBI is busy with. In the meantime, gymnast Simone Biles testifies, we told the FBI we were being molested. Nobody cared. We told the FBI about this creepy-ass pedophile doctor for the Olympic team. Not just one, not just two, not just three, not just four, dozens. Guess what they said? That's your FBI. And now we find out that many people in the FBI did in fact make up evidence and support made up evidence in an attempt to illegally overthrow Donald Trump as the president of the United States. That means your FBI is now politicized. That's not a law enforcement agency. That's a strong arm of the government. That is not a law enforcement agency anymore, folks. And you better understand if they can do it to the president of the United States, they can damn sure do it to you. Wait till they come for you, because that's what they plan on. Well, you know, if you voted for Donald Trump, you're an insurrectionist. You may not have done anything yet, but we got to keep our eye on you. So we got to figure out where you live, where you work. Warn people. Warn your bosses. You know, this man's a potential insurrectionist. That's what the government's got planned for you. That's what your wonderful FBI's got planned for you while they let child molesters continue for years and years and years while they take evidence to a FISA court that they know is phony. Bad guys. Oh, and now we find out that former CIA agents were hired by other countries' governments to hack into our weapons and info information and spread it around. So they're paid hackers for another country. So what we're doing here is we're training the CIA agents and we're telling them this is how you get into this and this is how you backdoor this and this is all of our secrets. And then they say, oh, you know what, I think I'm retiring and then I'm going to go over to China and they're going to pay me $1 bazillion to do exactly what you just trained me to do, except I'm going to take our secrets and give it to them. That's treason. That's what they're doing, folks. Three of them were just caught. That's what they're doing. Let's talk about our teachers' union, because they're the bad guys, too. Don't believe me? Oh, boy. A CDC high up just resigned because she was caught red-handed colluding with a teachers' union to keep the schools closed for political reasons, not health reasons. So they could extract and blackmail and get things they wanted and hide behind COVID as an excuse to do it. She's caught red-handed, so she resigns. You think the teachers' union's your friend when they're trying to indoctrinate your children with critical race theory, when they're allowing a high school teacher to put an Antifa flag behind his desk? Your teachers' unions are now the bad guys. I'm not talking about the teachers because some of them are honest people. I'm talking about the teachers' unions. They're bad guys. They're not out for your kids' welfare. They're out to indoctrinate your child. Now let's talk about the people in the higher-ups that are saying, we got to put up a fence for this protest that's going to be happening soon, and we got to call in the National Guard. You're begging on your hands and knees, please let there be another insurrection attempt. That's what you call it anyway. Please let there be a few bad actors in the Republican Party who try to break through the fence or do some violence. And if there isn't, perhaps we can have the FBI plan something and see if they can recruit a couple people, because you know that's what they did, right? I bet you didn't know that, a lot of you people. I bet you didn't know that. The FBI was caught red-handed planning part of this insurrection and trying to recruit people. The only trouble is they recruited less people than there were FBI agents. So more FBI agents were in on it than actual people. And the people they recruited were about, I don't know, two French fries short of a Happy Meal and had the IQ of an onion. That's who they got. That would be like me saying, I'm going to plan a bank robbery and I'm going to find the two stupidest people on the planet Earth, life's losers, guys that can't tie their own shoelaces. Oh, go rob a bank like I saw on TV. Okay, I'll do it if you're the mastermind. Yes, sir, I'm the mastermind. We're all going to be rich. Okay, that's great. I'm going to buy myself a house. And then when they agree to do it, I say, you're under arrest. You planned a bank robbery. I created the crime. That's entrapment. The FBI are now an entrapment arm. Let's entrap all these people to make them look like white supremacists and insurrectionists when they're not. Because that suits our political agenda. Our political agenda. The FBI is not supposed to be one bit political. And then we come to AOC, who decided she was going to attend a $30,000 a plate dinner. And by the way, I've been told by my sources that it's $30,000 a plate if you just want to come in there and literally take your plate and go home. You want to sit down at the table, it's $200,000. She makes $170,000 a year approximately. But she supposedly didn't shell out this money. She says, I didn't pay for my ticket. Somebody else did. I didn't pay for my dress, which said tax the rich. Somebody else did. Well, who's that somebody else? Why are you taking favors? You're a politician. You're not supposed to be taking favors from people. Who do you owe that money to now? I want to know who paid your $30,000 ticket. And by the way, they paid it twice because you took your boyfriend. So there's $60,000. If you sit at the table, that's $400,000. Who paid? That could be considered a bribe. But that's not even the most egregious thing. I want you all to go online and I want you to watch the videos and the pictures of all of these elites at this big affair. And here's what you'll see. Not one of them, not one, is wearing a mask.
Oh, we're all vaccinated.
I thought you had to wear a mask even if you were vaccinated. But here's the kicker. You're all vaccinated, but guess who does have to wear the masks? The servers and the people who held her train while she walked in. And anyone who approached any of the elites, they had to wear their mask. There is currently a picture on the homepage of this show that shows Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unmasked displaying her dress while her helper is kneeling before her masked. Are you getting the picture here, folks? The elites don't have to mask. Only the serfs, only the lowly, the servant class. You mask. You hide your faces. We don't have to. We're the chosen people. That's what's happening, folks. I'm not making any of this up. You can go see the pictures yourself. If everyone at that event had to be vaccinated, including the servers, how come they have to wear masks? And the people who paid for the dinners don't. You know the answer. You know the answer. Now let's talk about Dr. Anthony Fauci. Here's another bad guy. Anthony Fauci, who says, I never, ever sent any money to a Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research. And then Rand Paul catches him red-handed, and he says, you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. No, you. No, you're the liar. You piece of crap. You lied. Flat out lied to the American people for years. You lied about masks. You lied about lying about masks. You lied about gain-of-function research. You're lying about other drugs that could potentially have positive effects on COVID. You're a liar. You're a fraud. And you're a danger to this country. All you have to do to find out who the most dangerous people in this country are is to see who the liberal left hold up as heroes. Those are the most dangerous people. Bill Gates. Who stands to make another bazillion dollars from these vaccines? And oh, by the way, when one of the vaccine companies generously said during this pandemic, we have come up with this formula and we will give it free to any drug company that want to manufacture it. We don't even want any money. There's a pandemic running loose. We think we've got the answer. Any pharmaceutical company that wants to manufacture this, you can have it for free to cut down the cost. That happened. Guess who stopped them from doing that? Bill Gates. After a few emails from Bill Gates, they said, we changed our mind. We're not giving it out for free anymore. Bill Gates, who Dr. Fauci says, all we ever talked about is how we can get the vaccine to other countries that are impoverished. Really? Well, when Bill Gates was asked if he would be willing to give the vaccine for free to the impoverished countries, his answer was a no. No, I'm not willing to give it for free. A billionaire, multi-billionaire. But he's a hero. He's a hero. All you have to do to find out the real villains is to look who the left's heroes are. You'll see the real villains. And there's more and more of them every single day. And they're winning. They've got you on vaccine mandates. They've got you on mask mandates. They've got you scared to death. They've got you thinking that anybody voted for Donald Trump, they must be insurgents looking to take the country over by force. They've got you thinking tax the rich means only billionaires, when logically you see billionaires supporting them. Why would they support someone who's going to make them millionaires instead of billionaires? Ask yourself that question. If somebody came to me and said, my policy is I'm going to take 90% of your money away, I'd be like, I don't think I'm voting for you, honey. How come they are? If they're so willing to give up the money, give it up. The IRS will take that money. I could write a check to the IRS today for $1 million and say it's for no reason. Just take it. They'll take it. How come you don't do that then? Because you know you're not going to get taxed. That's why. You know you're the elite class and you're going to be exempted. So when they run around at all of these Hollywood parties and all of these gala functions with no mask, no social distancing, saying, what's the difference? I'm vaccinated. Wait a minute. I thought Anthony Fauci told us even if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Isn't that what they're saying in most states? I thought school children have to be masked at all times, even if they're vaccinated. What's wrong with that picture? I won't even get into George Soros because that could fill 19 shows. Eventually we will. But these are your bad guys, folks. Not to mention your district attorneys and all of these other people who are letting the criminals out. I just recently watched two patrol officers in Florida make a routine stop on a car that had an infant in it. A man got out and another man got out. They asked him to get out of the car. The guy saying, oh, I got a baby in the car. And he's like, that's cool. One guy can stay in the car and take care of the baby. I know how it is. I got a baby myself. One of you guys can stay in the car and talk to the officer. That's fine. You don't all have to get out. Well, guess what happens? The officer who's talking to the guy in the car realizes he sees something and tells him, no, now you do have to get out. And the guy gets out with a gun and starts firing. He hits the first officer. The other two take off running. He unloads his entire gun at the officer and then tries to beat him in the head with it to kill him. Luckily, the other officer shoots him dead. Well, what's the gunman? What is his story? Oh, I don't know. He just was arrested for attempted murder, assault on a police officer, drug dealing, assault with a deadly weapon. These are all things that happened before this incident. Assault with a deadly weapon, attempted murder, assault on a peace officer, drug trafficking. Why is this man out of jail and damn near killed a police officer? Why is he out? Because our new policies are saying it's very, very cruel to keep someone in jail just because they took 6 shots at a police officer, beat their pregnant wife half to death, sold drugs to children, pushed an old lady in front of a subway car. Who are we to take away their freedom? Oh, you're the same people who's taking away my freedom because you don't want me to go someplace if I'm not stuck with a needle that has something in it that you don't know 3 years down the road might kill me. You're ready to take my freedom away quick enough. Those guys, though, no, they need to get a pass. So you're the bad guys. And you're letting the really, really bad guys out by the hundreds. And I'm talking about rapists even. I just read a story the other day that a guy got out of jail for rape. He doesn't make it 3 days. And he rapes a child. Well, that's on you. That's on you. You let them out. If you've got wild dogs and you let them run free and they bite someone, guess who they blame? Do they blame the wild dog or do they blame the owner of that dog or the person who had them in their care? They're going to blame the person who had them in their care. Well, guess what, Florida? Guess what, New York? Guess what, New Jersey and everywhere else, Oregon and everywhere else? You have them in your care. You're letting them out. The crimes they commit now are on you. You let the wild dogs loose. And guess what a wild dog does? It bites. Fries. The crime rate is up because we're letting criminals out of jail. This is what the left's philosophy is. So here's what you expect me to believe if you expect me to believe these people aren't evil. You expect me to believe that Joe Biden says cutting the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, will not raise energy costs, and yet he lets Vladimir Putin go through with his pipeline because he doesn't want to raise the energy costs for Russia. Does that sound logical? You expect me to believe that people say, well, we got to let criminals out of jail because the jails are overfilled, so we're going to have to let off some of the mild offenders, and then you let people out who have attempted murder, rape, child molestation? That's minor, and you don't expect crime is going to go up. You tell me I can't have a gun, and then you arm the Taliban. You literally arm terrorists and say American citizens can't have guns. Taliban can, though. They can have the best ones we can manufacture, free. That's all accident, huh? That's all just accidents. Well, if that's how stupid this party is, how do you get one vote? I'll tell you how you get one vote, because you vilify the opponent. You don't have any ideas that make sense, so you just say the other person is a killer. The other person hates you. The other person is a racist. The other person is this, is that, is the other thing. It's never about your policies. It's about the other guy. Vilify your enemy when you have absolutely nothing to offer the American people, and that's what it's ended up happening in this country. And the bad guys, it does look like they've won. They've gotten everything they want. Suddenly, the unmasked are the enemy. If you refuse to wear a mask and you refuse to be vaccinated, you're the enemy. You're a terrorist. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said the vaccination works. So you mean to tell me that you have to protect the people who are already protected from the people who aren't? That doesn't make any sense. Either the vaccine works or it doesn't. If the vaccine works, they're protected. If the vaccine doesn't work, why am I taking it? Oh, because it'll cut down a little bit on, if you do get it, it'll be mild, really? Well, that's not what the statistics are showing. Villain, another bad guys, our CDC, who call ivermectin and other drugs horse dewormer and stuff. They know better than that. They know that ivermectin is not just horse dewormer. They know that it won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2015 for its antiviral properties in human beings. They know that hydroxychloroquine has been approved for human consumption. They know that many, 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 many doctors have said we have seen very positive results with these things, and yet they will not study them. They will not acknowledge it could potentially be, because Bill Gates has to make his billions. And there's enough to go around for everybody if we just play the game. Doesn't mean the vaccination doesn't work. I don't know if it works. I'm just telling you that maybe 10 things work. How come we're stuck with these three? Maybe there's 20 things that work. How do you know? Why did you stop? Why have you stopped searching for things that work? You could have said, well, this is good temporarily. We don't know. We're still doing research. Maybe we'll find something better. Hey, we did. And it's cheaper. And it's easy. Well, you don't want to do that. Hey, Biden, I thought you were going to handle COVID so well. Where is your vaccine? These are all Trump-era vaccines. Where's your big discoveries on things that may work? Maybe if you did study ivermectin and they said, yes, it works. Oh, wait a minute. No, Trump said that worked. Maybe if you did study hydroxychloroquine and found out that it worked. No, wait a minute. Trump said it works. You see a pattern there? If either one of these things turn out to be true and they work, Donald Trump is right. And if Donald Trump is right, the Democratic Party lose. Therefore, you can die before they would say it works. Go ahead and die. Either take Bill Gates' vaccine or die, because we will not acknowledge that Donald Trump might have been right. The Democratic Party. Sounds pretty bleak, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to give you some good news. Things are turning around, folks. Because the American people, the true American people, which I assume is the majority of you listening to this show, the true American people, they've had enough. They've had enough, and they're just not going to put up with it anymore. Period, end of conversation. We now have a Chinese defector who's in this country for I don't know how long, talked to an Australian reporter and told her very clearly that months and months and months and months before the pandemic hit this country, he warned them what they were doing at the Wuhan lab. He came to this country, told our officials they couldn't have been less interested. That's amazing, isn't it? So if that's the truth, and we know it's the truth because the man is here and more than willing to talk to everybody, then we need to ask him a few questions, like who did you actually tell? And how come they didn't tell the higher-ups? And if this is true, guess who knows it? Dr. Anthony Fauci. He would have been the first person informed if something happened there at that Wuhan laboratory. First person. Which means he lied to the American people. He put every single one of you in danger, every single one of you people who got sick, or some of you people who had people who died from it. There's blood on his hands. This is a story that's going to break, folks. They can't hold it back. MSNBC, CNN can call this guy whatever they want to call him. He's here. He's talking. The truth's going to come out. And I warned you on this show before, when the truth comes out, it's going to knock you down to your knees and you're going to say, dear God Almighty, what has our country become? Truth's coming out. Can't hold it back forever. Second thing is that many of our top generals, some of them retired, but some of them not even retired, are saying under no circumstances can Mark Milley continue his service. He, in fact, should be tried for treason. But at the very minimum, he has to resign and possibly face prison sentence for what he did, if he did it. Now, not every one of these generals are Trump supporters. Some of these people are actually longtime Democrats who are saying, irregardless, there's a code in the military and you just don't break it, and he broke it. Because people have had enough. They see where this is going. Yeah, you're coming for us now. You're coming for the Trump supporters. You're coming for the Republicans. But eventually you're going to come for the more soft-handed Democrat, too. Eventually, you're going to come for the middle-of-the-road Dems. And then the slightly less middle-of-the-road Dems. And then, because all you want are radicals. You're going to eat your own. You're eating your own already. So So these generals are coming forward now, and they're saying, if this is proven true, and we will know. Mark Milley has to be tried. Let's hope that happens. California, who elected Gavin Newsom back again, failed to recall him. There are people there who are practically ready to riot. The streets are filled with homeless people crapping on the ground. None of them masked. None of them have shots of any kind. Crime rate is soaring. People can just go in and take $750 worth of merchandise every day from a store and not be detained for it. Murder rate sky high. The average price of a house, the average price of a house is $800,000. Who affords that? I'll tell you who LLCs who are going to buy everything, so you don't own anything. Only they own. You rent. You don't get to own anything in this country. The government owns it all. You just lease it from them. They're your masters. You're the lowly serfs. People are waking up. Business owners, and a lot of them are Democrats, are waking up saying, I can't stay here. Wait until a mass exodus from California happens. Just wait. And the taxes have to keep going up and going up and going up because the population's going down, 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 and they still got to pay off all of their perks, and they're not going to be able to do it. Just wait. We then, of course, have Nicki Minaj, of all people, coming forward. Nicki Minaj makes the ultimate sin. And if people who don't know who Nicki Minaj is, she's a performer. I guess you'd call her a rap artist, R&B rap. And Nicki Minaj says, just very innocently, before you take the vaccine, folks, just understand that a friend of mine's cousin took the vaccine. It enlarged his testicles and apparently made him sterile. This happened just about when the time he was going to get married and his fiance called off the wedding. So I'm not telling you not to take the vaccine. I'm telling you to do some research and decide whether it's best for you. That's all she said. Well, this was the ultimate crime, and I'll tell you why it's the ultimate crime, because Nicki Minaj, with 22 million followers, carries some weight. She's a superstar in the exact community they want to own, the exact community they want to dictate to. And here is a black woman standing up saying, I don't think I would trust this at this stage of the game. Guess who immediately gets on her? CNN and MSNBC. Joy Reid says, oh, sister, you have a big platform. You need to really do better than this. You have to convince our people to take it. No, she doesn't. She relayed a story. Don Lemon writes, I'll tell you what Don Lemon wrote in a minute. First, let me tell you what Nicki Minaj did. She didn't do what normal celebrities do. She didn't say, I'm so very sorry for relaying this story. Everyone really should take the vaccine. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, that's not what Nicki Minaj did. Nicki Minaj said, hey, Joy Reid, I remember when the Trump administration was going on and you said you wouldn't take this vaccine under any circumstances. It's unsafe, untested. Now, all of a sudden, because there's a new president, you need me to tell you everyone to take it. Well, there's shots fired. Oh, my God, she talked back. An intelligent black woman stood up and talked back. Destroy her. So guess what happens? The White House itself calls her. That's right, a rap artist. The White House itself calls her and says, can we set up a meeting? Can we set up a meeting where you can come in and talk to Dr. Fauci about what you said? Dun, 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 dun. You're being called to the principal's office, young lady. Nicki Minaj says, no, I'm not traveling. You want to, you know, do some kind of a call? That's fine. We'll do some kind of a call. But guess what? We're going to do it in public so everyone can hear it. Oh, they didn't like that, because guess what they were going to do? They were going to call her on the carpet and say, listen here, honey, you obey. You shut up. You understand? That's what they were going to do to her. And she knew it. So she said, you know what? Do it in public where everyone can see what you got to say. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. Then they turn around and lie and say, we never invited her to the White House. And Don Lemon, the dumbest man on television, next to maybe Brian Seltzer, says, Nicki Minaj lied. My sources at the White House say she was only asked to, if she would like to entertain a phone call. She was never invited to the White House. So what does Nicki Minaj do? Does she say, I'm so sorry, Don Lemon. I'm so sorry I lied. I'm just a poor, poor minority girl. Please forgive me. No. She said, yeah, you're full of shit. What, are you accusing me of lying? You accusing me of going on with 22 million followers and telling you that I was invited to the White House when I know damn well I wasn't? Is that what you're trying to say? Crickets. Because they don't know how to answer a powerful voice of an African-American woman. They don't know what to do. They're going to try to get to her. I hope she doesn't buckle, but they're going to try to get to her. You watch. They're going to say, you need to make a retraction. You need to say this. You need to say that. She don't need to say nothing. She said what she said. One person had an adverse reaction. That's what she said. And right away, here come the elites. Oh, we thought you were one of us, but you're obviously not. You're evil. And oh my God, you might go on Tucker Carlson and talk to him. Do you know that he's a white supremacist? Do you know that he doesn't want blacks and browns in this country? And what did Nicki Minaj say? Did she say, no, I didn't know that. Thank you so much for telling me, master. Thank you. No, she said, I'll talk to who the hell I want to talk to. That's what's wrong with this country. You don't want to have any conversations. It's your way or the highway, and I'm not playing that game. Good for Nicki Minaj. Now, I don't know if she can hold up to this, but good for her now. Oh, and let's talk about Bill Maher, who's saying, this is the most absolutely outrageous thing I've ever heard of, these vaccine mandates and things. Bill Maher, the champion of the left, the man who carried water for this party for I don't know how long, is now saying China is our big enemy. Apparently the Democratic Party is sucking their ass, and these mandates are unlawful and cannot hold. Ah. So now some of the liberals are fighting back. Now you see what we've been saying all along, that eventually they're going to come for you, my friend. I said this a year ago. You keep laughing when they're coming for the Trump supporters, because eventually they're going to come for you. And guess what? They're coming for you. Now everybody's saying, oh, Bill Maher is a sellout. Bill Maher is this. Bill Maher is that. No, Bill Maher spoke his mind. Bill Maher spoke his mind. Now, the FBI, they've been revealed. The report is coming out. The Durham report's coming out. This guy's going to jail. Durham has already said, we are going to be issuing some warrants. There are people going to jail, to prison, for this nonsense that they did to the President of the United States, which is technically a coup attempt. You want to talk about insurrection? This is it. And the Durham report now clearly says there will be indictments. This is going to rock the FBI to their very core. Now let's talk about the parents waking up. Parents all across this country, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, they're waking up. And they're saying, you are not going to indoctrinate my child. You're not telling my child what to do. You're not telling my 12-year-old child with a bad case of asthma that he has to wear a mask 8 hours a day or stick a needle in his arm when my doctor tells me he doesn't need it in order to come to school. They're fighting back. I predicted this. I said, if you give the left a few of the things they want, they're going to try to take more and then more and then more and then more. And eventually they're going to cross a line where even people who supported them are going to say, hold the phone. Where are we at right now? all these woke athletes, I'm going to kneel for the BLM, are now saying, wait a minute, did I just see a Special Forces Green Beret soldier with a wig beat the living hell out of an MMA fighter woman, almost broke her goddamn jaw because he identified as a female? Here's a news flash for you. If that female had testosterone in her system, she would have been suspended from the MMA for illegal substances in her body. He's had it in his body since the day he was born. How about that? So now these woke athletes are actually waking up saying, wait a minute, maybe we went too far. Now you have the same sportscasters who are saying, yes, we're going to be kneeling for the national anthem, saying, wait, you can't play two national anthems. That's dividing the country. That's like saying, well, there's one America for you and one America for me. Ah, what did I tell you all along? You're waking up, huh? Citizens are outraged because of the crime rate, and they're saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. I can't take my child across the street. There were more people killed in Chicago in a week than were killed in Afghanistan in a year. Weekend. Weekend. And now we see, guess what? The mayor of West Virginia, or the governor of West Virginia, I should say, is facing a pretty tough battle with a Republican opponent. And he goes to some of the police precincts to say, can I count on your help? And one brave sheriff stands up and says, did you not take a good deal of money from an organization that said they want to defund the police? And you know what this crook says? I take money from whoever. I don't discriminate. You want to give me money? I'll take it. Oh, great. Well, there's a good campaign slogan. And then when this guy says, yeah, but they said they wanted to defund the police, are you for that? And he says, absolutely not. And he says, well, I don't know. You wrote saying how proud you were to accept their endorsement and it's time for a change. He says, I don't care what you think. That's what he told a sheriff from his state that he wants to represent. I don't care what you think. Let that sink in for a minute. The current governor of West Virginia could care less what his sheriff thinks, a sheriff thinks from his home state. He don't care. Remember when Joe Biden said, I don't work for you, to a guy who was questioning him a little bit too hard? Are you getting the message here? They think they're above you. You're the serfs. You do what you're told. You kneel before Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in your mask, and you fix her train while she stands above you maskless. You serve her food with your mask on and don't make eye contact while she giggles and laughs and talks to people shoulder to shoulder. You do what you're told. And we'll live the life we were meant to live. It's not happening anymore, folks. Every single day I see it. I am in a business where I am in almost constant contact with Democrats. An entertainment field. 85% Democrat. And I see them saying, this is too much. Something's got to change here. We can't have this. Yeah, you think? Now, I have people in the chat room saying, look, you know, there is no good news. Texas is going to turn blue. I'm going to tell you right now, Texas is never going to turn blue. That's their plan. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not in our lifetimes. Just like California is never going to turn red. Gavin Newsom is the worst candidate in history. They couldn't repeal him. Because it's 2-1 Democrat. It's not going to happen in Texas either. So, folks, what's happening here is there's an awakening. Parents are outraged at how their kids are being treated. And I want to talk about this just for a second, because there are people who are not sending their children to school. And they're getting set upon sometimes by Republicans who are saying, well, you're just part of those fear mongers. But no, there are a lot of parents I talk to who say, I'm not afraid of sending my kid to school. I'm afraid of sending my kid to school with a mask on for 8 hours. I'm afraid my kid is going to get asthma. I'm afraid my kid is going to grow up thinking this is normal. I'm afraid my kid is going to contract something else from the mask, some kind of lung disease. I don't believe in it, and I'm not going to send my kid to suffer 8 hours a day in a school with a mask on. So before you jump down the throat of somebody, find out why they're not sending their kid to school. Because there are some legitimate reasons floating around here. So people are beginning to wake up, folks. It's been a long time coming. And things had to reach critical mass. I told you last week, things are reaching critical mass. Well, this is critical mass. The Biden administration came out and said this was a very successful withdrawal from Afghanistan. Very successful. Could not have gone any better. And what do we see? We see reporters beaten so badly their backs look like hamburger. We see a woman in front of her child being beaten while she's begging them to stop. And her child is crying hysterically while men beat her with butts of rifles. This is the inclusive Taliban who we gave weapons to. Democrats can't defend this. Oh, the politicians will defend it. The Democratic politicians will defend it. But your average Democrat who isn't an evil person, your next door neighbor who voted for Joe Biden, they're not an evil person. They may be delusional. They may be misinformed. They may be naive. They might not even be very bright. But they're probably not evil. They're taking a look at this and saying, well, hold the phone. Wait just a minute. We can't have this. They're looking at a little girl, 5 years old, on the border, hanging on to a very small a cradle with a three-month-old baby in it that's her sister, left alone with a note pinned to the kid, left in the woods, and saying, this is not better than what Donald Trump did. This is worse. This is way worse. They're not stupid. They may be too prideful to admit they were bluffed. And they may still grumbly say, well, Trump was just as bad. But deep down inside their hearts, they're beginning to realize, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. And when I watched the 9/11 ceremonies and I watched Joe Biden stumble through the streets and had people chanting at him, traitor and F you and every other word. And I seen the eyes of firefighters when Donald Trump came to visit them, happy and wanting to take selfies and smiles on their faces. And as he's giving them some optimism and some praise, I began to realize this game is over. Because in order for this game to survive, the elites have to have the serfs. And none of the Democratic voters out there really want to be the serfs. Oh, there's a few. There's a few that would love to just be the house cats of the Democratic Party. I'm too lazy to work. Feed me. I'm too lazy to make a living. So make sure I have good medical. Make sure I have a roof over my head. Make sure I have this. Make sure I have that. Give me free cell phone. Give me something to eat. Give me this. And I'll just sit around and watch Oprah all day. There are some of those people. And I'm not that many. Not enough. There's not enough of them. And the Democrats who are just moderately successful business owners and things are saying, this is not better. I'm seeing what's happening. I'm looking at my books. You're trying to demolish me. You're trying to turn all the mom and pop stores into conglomerates so we can't exist. So we own nothing. They see what's happening now. Their eyes are beginning to open and they're beginning to say, wait a minute, this is not about equality at all. This is about control. You do as we say, you get your reward. You don't do as we say, we destroy you. Yesterday, well, day before yesterday, Nicki Minaj was a hero. The liberal left, and specifically the African-American liberal left, was saying, what a great example for young African-American children and girls, especially, and women. What a wonderful example of overcoming the racism and hatred in this country to be a superstar. She says one thing, and they set up on her like she was Donald Trump personified, and she's smart enough to know it. And she fought back and said, you people are nuts. This is communist China. That's what she now knows. And you think she's not going to tell those people? You think those 22 million people who idolize her, she's not going to say, folks, you were lied to? Folks, you're being misled? Folks, you're being led around like sheep? She may just be the one to do it if she doesn't fold. And this is a predominantly younger audience who's going to listen. That's why the left has to destroy her, you see, because she can reach that audience. Oh, no, you're going to deprogram them. They're going to believe you and your lies. And she says, there's no lie. You're calling me a liar. You're telling me I was never invited to the White House. Like I would get on this Instagram or Twitter and say I was invited when I wasn't. And oh, by the way, the minute she said that, she was taken down. You can't say that. Nicki Minaj with 22 million followers, how dare you go against what we say is right? Your account is gone. Oh, but then somebody said, oh, you better not do that. That might piss her off even more. Put her account back up. And Jack Dorsey says, okay, yes, master, yes. Because that's how the game works, you see. Taliban can be on it. Nicki Minaj can't be. But then they figured out, oh, we have to let her. Put it back immediately. That might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. They're losing the game now, folks. And you know why? Because they got too greedy and they played their hand too fast. And now people are saying, why do I have to wear a mask if I'm vaccinated? And if I do, why do I need the vaccination? Why do I need to get vaccinated if people can still give it to me? How come I know 45 people who are not vaccinated and 45 who are and 12 of the people who are vaccinated got COVID and none of them that are unvaccinated got it? That's very interesting. I'm not saying you can't catch it. I got plenty of history with people I know who have it or had it. Some of it very serious. I'm just telling you, when you find out the real origins of it and what the hell happened, you're going to be shocked. And it's going to come out. And when that comes out, folks, when the Durham report comes out and the FBI is exposed for what they were, when the communist Chinese are held responsible for what they did to this country, possibly with the aid of some of our own people in covering it up, when people like Nicki Minaj and Bill Maher and some of these other people say, we've had enough and we're going to spread the word, they're going to lose. 60 seconds. Because they're losing their base. When you can watch a girl who makes $170,000 a year brag that she's at a $30,000 function, but I didn't pay for the ticket. I'm a politician. Someone just gave me $30,000. Oh, really? $60,000 because you took your boyfriend. Really? And what do they want in return for it, Alexandria? Would that not be called a bribe? People are waking up. I see it every day. I've had more than one person tell me, I regret my decision not to vote for Donald Trump. I regret my decision to ever vote for Joe Biden. I think the Democratic Party has lost their mind. I don't feel like it's my party anymore. I feel like they've abandoned me. I feel I'm not represented. I hear it every day, folks, and it's getting louder and louder and louder, and they are going to lose. Just be patient, keep the faith, and keep spreading the message.